We are so excited to tell you that today's TechLinked will have 2 to 4 times more tech news than our last episode. You will have to enable our new replay technology, but you know, don't think about that, it's fine. AMD is about to have their own moment in the sun after a week full of NVIDIA headlines. Team Green's really testing the whole any publicity is good publicity. You know, you've heard that. But ahead of the Ryzen 7000 launch next week, Team Red has shared Ryzen 9 7950X benchmarks from overclockers Samson and Blue Leader, who broke not one, but 4 records for the highest score in Cinebench R23, R20, R15, and 7-Zip.
So many letters and numbers today.
There's lots, I love them. The record breaking isn't very impressive by itself, but the key detail is that it was accomplished without the use of liquid nitrogen, AKA the best part of ninth grade science class.
AKA the computer world version of steroids.
The overclockers used just a regular old Corsair H115i liquid cooler and cemented their place in the history of this YouTube video. It's worth noting, though, that the 7-Zip test showed a temperature of 108 degrees Celsius, so you probably won't want to recreate their work if you get your own 7950X. Maybe just have some of the spooky ice water on hand, just in case. Splash a little on there.
LTTStore.com. Keeps it cold.
Liquid nitrogen. Windows 11 has received its first major update since launching almost a year ago, unless you count all the patches they had to rush out to fix performance issues. Those were band-aids.
That was just getting ready for launch.
But the 2H22 upgrade is more like an upgrade.
Let me guess, makes it more like Windows 10.
Bringing improvements to snap layouts, new focus sessions in Do Not Disturb mode, system-wide live captions, and audio-visual effects in the Windows Studio camera. And there's more stuff too, but I'm done listing things. This is still a Windows update we're talking about, so you know it also broke something. Users with NVIDIA GPUs have reported massive stuttering and lag while gaming. NVIDIA said they're investigating, but apparently rolling back the update fixes those problems. If you're running Windows 11 on unsupported hardware, you can still update, but you'll have to manually trigger the update by changing a registry key.
And there's no reason to now.
Don't do it. I mean, it sounds like you should probably wait until the issues are fixed. So don't do it yet. What are you doing? Why would you start the update during the video? Did you see this?
I'm out of here.
And Starlink is getting more popular, which apparently means that it's getting slower.
Yay.
Ookla, the speed testing service that every mega nerd loads up as soon as they connect to a new network so they can bandwidth brag on Twitter, reported that median speeds for Elon Musk's satellite internet venture in the US dropped from 90.6 megabits per second in Q1 to 62.5 megabits, per second in Q2 of this year.
That's almost 50%.
That's still quite usable, if not quite in downloading AAA games in minutes as a flex territory. And it's also quite a bit faster than Starlink's competitors, Viasat and HughesNet.
You said quite a lot.
I love the word. HughesNet is just run by a guy named Hugh. He got a grant for it.
It's me and the other Hughes, and that's it.
I just thought maybe the satellites are...
And Elon did say building out the network while providing usable speeds would be a challenge. He knows better than anyone that popularity isn't easy, especially when you're a 50-year-old edgelord troll. Hard to make friends.
You're jealous.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Grammarly, the free app that gives you comprehensive spelling and grammar suggestions so your emails and Slack messages leave their recipients slack-jawed with admiration. They wrote the perfect DM. Grammarly is as easy to set up as it is to use. Just install the free desktop app, log in, and start typing glorious, mistake-free messages, documents, and memos. And for more in-depth feedback, there's Grammarly Premium, which will help you rewrite whole sentences to transform their tone and clarity. You will make your professional contacts cry with joy. Go to grammarly.com/techlink to sign up for a free account and get 20% off Grammarly Premium today. A number of people have pointed out that the main stories should be called not chunky bits, but thick bits.
Oh.
Google is working on something called Project Caviar, but it's actually not for the bourgeoisie. The tech giant wants to develop 2 new media formats for HDR and 3D audio to serve as royalty-free alternatives to Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos, which require that hardware manufacturers, including Google themselves,
cheapskates,
pay licensing fees. Yep, they got a lot of money.
Dolby does good work for us.
Yeah, I know. Open media formats would be great for the industry, but they're also kind of annoying since Dolby Atmos and Vision have almost become something of an industry standard. If a monopoly makes things easier, is it still a monopoly? TikTok's parent company ByteDance recently bought VR headset maker Pico, and now they've come out with a new device that could steal some of Meta's thunder. That's thundering about thunder. That was dumb. The Pico 4 has higher screen resolution, thinner lenses, a wider field of view, motorized IPD adjustment, and more memory than the Quest 2. And it's even a bit cheaper, starting at 430 euros. It's not coming here. Meta will be unveiling their Quest Pro headset October 11th, but it's nice to know there's an alternative product from a different company looking to collect every piece of data about you it possibly can.
Now with more government.
It's because they love you at the end of the day. London police say they've arrested a 17-year-old hacker that many are speculating is the same one believed to be responsible for the recent massive hacks of Rockstar's GTA 6 assets and Uber's network. If this is the hacker responsible, they claimed responsibility for both hacks and is believed to be involved with Lapsus,
naturally,
the hacking group that also attacked Microsoft, Samsung, and Nvidia, among others. They're just kids. They're fooling around the internet, they're doing skateboard tricks. Let them spray graffiti on stuff, it's fine. More creative platforms have banned AI-generated images. Stock asset services Getty Images and Shutterstock,
big surprise,
announced that the upload and sale of images produced by new art tools like DALL-E, Midjourney, and Stable Diffusion will be prohibited. The move comes after thousands of such images were uploaded to stock photo websites en masse in what is becoming a common trend. But at least there isn't any anthropomorphic animal private parts involved in this case, I think. I haven't checked. I'll wait till this is done.
The snake really should eat its own tail in this.
If you're into that. And Nvidia's shenanigans may have made you even more determined to buy a used GPU, but beware. Videos have surfaced showing crypto miners spraying racks of graphics cards down with a pressure washer, presumably before selling them off. Because maybe you blow off a capacitor or two, but you want the customer to open that package and smell a freshly clean GPU. Not even a whiff of Ponzi scheme.
Yes, cleanliness is more important than functionality.
It looks really good. And it's time for us to say smell you later. Come back on Monday for more tech news. It'll be back to the normal amount because this was exhausting. We can't keep this up.
No.
Yeah!